chapter 20. Verse 1. For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire men to work in his vineyard. Verse 2. He agreed to pay them a denarius for the day and sent them into his vineyard. Verse 3. About the third hour he went out and saw others standing in the marketplace doing nothing. Verse 4. He told them, "You also go and work in my vineyard, and I will pay you whatever is right." Verse 5. So they went. He went out again about the sixth hour and the ninth hour and did the same thing. Verse 6. About the 11th hour he went out and found still others standing around. He asked them, "Why have you been standing here all day long doing nothing?" Verse 7. "Because no one has hired us," they answered. He said to them, "You also go and work in my vineyard." Verse 8. When evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Call the workers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last ones hired and going on to the first." Verse 9. The workers who were hired about the 11th hour came and each received a denarius. Verse 10. So when those came who were hired first, they expected to receive more. But each one of them also received a denarius. Verse 11. When they received it, they began to grumble against the landowner. Verse 12. "These men who were hired last worked only 1 hour," they said, "and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the work and the heat of the day." Verse 13. But he answered one of them, "Friend, I am not being unfair to you. Didn't you agree to work for a denarius?" Verse 14. "Take your pay and go. I want to give the man who was hired last the same as I gave you." Verse 15. "Don't I have the right to do what I want with my own money? Or are you envious because I am generous?" Verse 16. "So the last will be first, and the first will be last." Verse 18. "We are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and the teachers of the law. They will condemn him to death." Verse 19. "And will turn him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and flogged and crucified. On the third day he will be raised to life." "What is it you want? You don't know what you are asking. Can you drink the cup I am going to drink? You will indeed drink from my cup, but to sit at my right or left is not for me to grant. These places belong to those for whom they have been prepared by my Father. You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them." Verse 26. "Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant." Verse 27. "And whoever wants to be first must be your slave." Verse 28. "Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." "What do you want me to do for you?"